This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm waking up this morning happier, though, than fans in D.C. And the gripe that I've got to start the show today, you may or may not agree with, but just hear me out. Because it's something that really, to me, makes little sense. The Washington Nationals last night played a baseball game after a long rain delay. Okay? Sat through a significant rain delay. They already had a rained out game that's going to make a doubleheader today. So they were very desperate to get a game in. So after a 3-hour, I think, rain delay, something like that, they send the best athletes in the world in Major League Baseball out onto the field and let them play in the soaking wet conditions. By the way, there's a little thing called a weather app. They knew before they were playing, they knew that today was going to be perfectly fine in D.C. Not a chance of the doubleheader being rained out. Not a chance. So, you know you're getting two of the games of the series in today. But instead, make fans sit through a major rain delay and then put the supreme athletes who carry the hopes of the city out onto the field in soaking wet conditions. And then you get what you get. Bryce Harper slipping on a bag. He slips. Don't tell me that happens in dry conditions. Don't. Look at the injury. He slips on a wet, slick first base bag, trying to avoid the first baseman. It is reckless and stupid. The Washington Nationals are going to win the National League East minimum 2 weeks in advance. They're gonna win that division. Let's put it this way. Worst case scenario, they're going to win the division 10, 11 days out. Oh, well, John, it might mean home field advantage. Really? Let's look at the National League Central. Okay? Let's look at it. Are the Washington Nationals going to get beaten out by anybody in the National League Central? No, absolutely not. No. They currently have a 9.5 game lead on the leader, the Cubs, in the National League Central. No, the Washington Nationals are not going to lose a 9.5 game lead when everybody in the National League Central is playing AAA baseball. And that includes the World Championship Cubs. Again, sorry, Cubs fans. Sorry, not sorry. So the Nationals aren't catching the Dodgers, who are 13 games ahead of them. The Dodgers have as big a lead on them for the top record of the National League. They have as big a lead on them, pretty much, as the Nationals have on the Marlins. It doesn't make any sense why we risk our athletes. And more importantly, why you fans are asked to sit through 3-hour rain delays. It's a joke. Did you ever go to an event where they say, I've seen this once, and I haven't seen it personally because I wasn't there. You hold a ticket for something that says 7 o'clock. And the event, they just say, well, we're not starting right now. We're going to start at 8. Not starting at 9. Not starting at 9:30. Maybe we'll start around 10. What kind of events do this? Do you do that for the theater? Do you do it for a movie? Do you do it for your kids' school play? No, we don't. But baseball lets that be done. And the Washington Nationals earlier this year had the clown show of like a 2.5 hour rain delay when there was no rain. It didn't rain at their stadium. They had their fans waiting on the chance that it might rain because they didn't want to burn a starting pitcher. And now this happens. You're putting Bryce Harper out onto a field, and it's just happened to be Bryce Harper. Could have been anybody. And you're going to do these things, risking the best athletes in the game to toss them out there in the rain. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. You were going to get two games in today. That San Francisco Giants, Washington Nationals game is going to mean nothing. It's going to mean nothing. And if it potentially means something at the end of the year, yes, you can replay it. And you can decide to replay it, and Major League Baseball can say, well, this is absolutely necessary. And the Nationals can decide if they care or they don't. Instead, this goes on. And I don't know if anybody else feels the same way. But as a consumer, I think it sucks. I think it's a real drag that you can, well, just sit around for 3 hours while we decide. And then, by the way, we're going to risk one of the best players in the game, the player whose broad shoulders helped to carry the chances of this organization to maybe finally win something, and that's the Nationals' major, major plot twist. Can they do something? Can they absolutely win something, finally, after years of expectations? And this happens. I don't know what can be done. I don't know what. In today's day and age, it's fun when in Miami, they never have a rain out anymore. When they never have to worry about the weather, they open up the roof, they play under beautiful conditions, they close up the roof when the conditions are threatening, they never have a rain delay. Maybe that's the way we go in the future. You can't potentially do that right now. You can't retrofit every single stadium to be able to put in that kind of apparatus. But this one was so simple to avoid. So simple. You didn't need to have him out on the field. None of the players had to be out on the field. But let's let our customers sit through major rain delays and then let them watch in horror as they lose one of their best players. Terrible, terrible thing it is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.